We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Big night at Timberwolves Hoops for the first time in years. The Wolves are in the playoffs. They open tonight at Houston against the number one seed Rockets. And it'll be very interesting. Our network pregame show at 7, John Fokey, Alan Horton with all the play-by-play here on the home of the Wolves. Game one tonight at 8 o'clock from Toyota Center in Houston. Don't forget, we'll have an extended postgame show as well. Eric Nelson will be in with a Howlin' Show. Your calls and comments on Game 1 coming up tonight following the game here on News Radio 830 WCCO. All season long here on Timberwolves Week in Review, we've taken a look back at the week that was and take a look at the week ahead. And there were two gigantic games this week that set the stage for the Wolves' return to the playoffs. We should tell you, coming up a little bit later on, John Fokey sat down with Belly, Nemanja Bjelica. We'll have that feature interview, as always. Eric and I had a chance to visit with Kevin Lynch, Timberwolves analyst for Fox Sports North, about the series and the Houston Rockets and the challenges they pose. And Sid Hartman this morning visited with Tom Thibodeau, Timberwolves head coach, and we'll have Sid's interview with Tom Thibodeau, an encore presentation. You heard it first this morning on the Sports Huddle with Sid, Dave, and Mike. It is 12 minutes past 6 o'clock. Let's take a look back to Monday night. The Wolves were getting into a win situation. They had to beat the Grizzlies on Monday night to set the stage for a winner-take-all showdown with the Denver Nuggets on Wednesday night, and the Timberwolves did get it done, pulling away from the Grizz, the final 113-94. The Timberwolves got solid performances up and down the lineup, including the bench. They had two players off the bench in double figures, including Derrick Rose, with 13 big points, 11 from Gorgui Dieng. But among the starters, Karl-Anthony Towns, 24 points, 18 rebounds. Jeff Teague, 24 points in that victory. Jimmy Butler, in playing just under 23 minutes, had 15 points in the ball game as the Wolves beat the Grizz and set the stage for Wednesday night's game. Here's some of the highlights. Jimmy Butler, a big play in quarter number two.
Butler up into the front court off the Hightown screen. Down the left side of the lane, bumped by Ivan Rabb. He'll fall away and bank it in for two more. Jimmy Butler has capped the 10-0 Timberwolves run, and Minnesota now leads by one, 38-37.
And as I mentioned a moment ago, Jimmy Butler didn't play a ton of minutes on Monday night against the Grizz as he's coming back from injury, trying to get in playing shape again. 22 minutes, 58 seconds in the game. 3 of 8 from the field, not outstanding, but from the free throw line, 9 of 11. That was a huge part of the stat line for Jimmy Butler in the win over the Grizzlies. Jeff Teague played well, 24 points in the game, including a four-point play in the third.
And he is having his way with Kobe Simmons. Now he fires on the straightaway three, and Simmons fouls him coming back into the play.
Gotta love those four-point plays. And then we mentioned Karl-Anthony Towns. How about the big cat? He ended up with 24 points and 18 rebounds.
Back to a lob intended for Towns. Oh, he makes the catch in traffic and somehow flushed it down. Teague to Towns on the alley-oop. And the Wolves up comfortably 17 with a minute 55 left.
And they win at 113-94. They moved to 46-35. And the way things played out, it turned into a winner-take-all Wednesday night. Denver in town, Minnesota there, winner in the playoffs. The loser, they go home. They pack up the gear until fall, and it was a whale of a ball game. There's no question about that. It ended up in overtime, but on the way, Karl-Anthony Towns, a big play.
Butler bottled up down low, a kick out. It's Towns, left angle, pump fakes a three, dribbles inside, and hammers it through with the right hand. The up fake, got a step on his man, and Towns did the rest, flushing with authority. 31-28, up by three.
Cat, 26 points, 14 rebounds with overtime, a whopping 46 minutes and 54 seconds to lead the Wolves by far. We mentioned the return of Jimmy Butler coming back in the nick of time to save the season. Butler piled up almost 42 minutes in the game.
With the playoffs on the line, Butler across the lane runs up the shot. He hits it! Off the wrong foot, he rose up and sunk it with one hand. 101-99, the Wolves go back up by two.
Andrew Wiggins had 18 points in the game in just over 42 minutes, counting overtime. But Andrew Wiggins hit the biggest free throws in his NBA career to seal it in overtime.
Andrew lets the second one go.
And rattles it in! Andrew Wiggins has put the Wolves up 110-106 with 14.6 seconds left. He has stepped up in the game's biggest moment and knocked down two crucial free throws.
What a night at Target Center. Wolves win it the final 112-106 in overtime. And the Timberwolves go to the playoffs, finish the regular season 47-35. And with Jimmy Butler injured through that stretch drive, they found a way to win when it counted in the final week of the season over Memphis and Denver to get in to the playoffs. It is 6:16 here at CCO, and each and every week throughout the season, John Fokey's provided a feature interview. And John sat down with Nemanja Bjelica, who's been a key guy off the bench and even in a starting role for the Wolves this season.
Bjelica, you're shooting one of your best three-point percentages this season. I guess what's the key to knocking down the three-point shot, and why have you been so successful this year?
I mean, it's, of course, a lot of work. You know, I put in repetition every day, so it's hard, you know. If you want to be great, you know, you just have to try to be consistent. Of course, like, there was a night when you're going to miss, but you have to keep shooting the ball, and also because, you know, teammates, they're looking for me, so it's not that hard to make, like, when you're open.
I guess, what's your mindset, or how do you switch your mindset to being ready to shoot and looking to shoot when you get the ball?
Yeah, I mean, here in the league, I'm like three-point shooter, so they expected me to shoot the ball when I'm on the court. So I'm trying to. Sometimes I'm trying to put the ball on the floor, but you know, most of the times I'm looking to shoot the threes, and that's it, more or less.
How does your three-point shooting and making the defense respect that shot open things up for everybody else?
I mean, when you score first two shots, then it's easier. Like, you can attack, you can put ball on the floor. They will, like, close out, you know, hard to you, so you have plenty of time, you can drive. So, but the most important thing is, like, confidence. You have to believe every time. And, hard work, obviously.
Is it that confidence that allows you to keep shooting even when maybe you miss your first two or you go through a stretch where they're just not seeming to fall?
Yeah, but confidence also comes from a lot of hours, like shooting and spending in the gym. Like, that's the most important thing. Like, you have to believe, but of course you have to work hard every day.
Take us through, as you catch the ball and a defender is closing out on you, what kind of runs through your mind as you're trying to decide to get that shot off?
I mean, first time, you know, when I catch the ball, I just look. To be honest with you, I'm not looking to the defender. I'm just looking to shoot a ball. But you know, that's part of the game. If I feel I'm in good rhythm, I will take the shot, or I will just put the ball on the floor. Maybe I will do some DHO or something different.
As a guy's coming at you and maybe pump fake, step to the side, something like that, I guess, how quickly do you have to make those decisions?
You have to be fast, but one thing though, like when you are open, you have to make that shot, you know, because everybody expects that you have to score. So sometimes it's hard when you miss, like when you are wide open and you miss, but it's part of the game. Sometimes, you know, I feel better if they contest it. But, you know, that's the part of the game. You just have to believe, like I said, and to be ready to shoot the ball.
Do you feel like with your size and your skill set, the NBA game, the way it is right now, is a great fit for a player like you?
Yeah, I mean, NBA changed, obviously. There's a lot of stretch fours. I mean, most of the time, teams now they're finishing the game with a small lineup. So they want to have shooters, they want to open the floor. So, I mean, I'm happy to be part of that, let's say, new era of NBA.
You've had a couple of different nicknames, obviously. Belly, the most common one we hear here. Professor Big Shots when you were overseas. And now, Trialica. Have you heard that one?
Yeah, I mean, I heard Trialica. I think Marnie Geller, she said that. Professor Big Shots, I mean, I just scored, I remember 2015, I scored like buzzer beater, and they call me like that. But to be honest with you, I don't like that nickname. It's too long. So I like, you know, more simple, like Belly, like with B-E-L-I. Yeah.
B-E-L-I.
Yeah.
Trialica, that one work?
I mean, I like it. I like it. But I like Belly.
All right, there he is, John Fokey with Nemanja Bjelica, figures to be a key guy in this opening round series. Wolves and Rockets coming up. Our pregame show with John from the Timberwolves Radio Network at 7. Alan Horton standing by with all the play-by-play tonight at 8 from Houston. Don't forget, a Holland show with Eric Nelson following, so an extended post-game show as well here in the home of the Wolves News Radio 830 WCCO. When we come back, Timberwolves VP of Communications Brad Ryder will visit with us not only about games 1 and 2 in Houston, but the playoff return to Target Center for games 3 and 4. It's on the way here on Wolves Week in Review. 6:25 here on a Sunday evening. Game 1, Timberwolves and Rockets coming up from Houston. Our extended coverage, we're getting started with Timberwolves Week in Review. They ended the regular season with huge wins at home over Memphis and Denver. Kind of a winner-take-all final spot in the NBA's Western Conference. The Wolves get it done in overtime. Now they're in Houston for Game 1 tonight. Don't forget, an extended post-game, our Howland show tonight with Eric Nelson follows the network post-game show with John Fokey. Here on the home of the Wolves, News Radio 830 WCCO. Pleased to be joined by Brad Ryder, VP of Communications. And Brad, here we go. Let's start with Monday night and then again Wednesday night. Wow, great crowds, great atmosphere, and a huge win on Wednesday night over the Nuggets.
Yeah, we can't really say enough about how our home fans have responded, not only Wednesday night, but all season long. You know, 16 sellouts at Target Center this year, the most since 1991-92. And, you know, I think everybody was well aware as they entered the building Wednesday night what was on the line, and our fans responded the way we had hoped that they would. They gave us, I think, if you talk to our players after the game, they gave us that little extra lift, I think, that we needed. And we're going to need them back again for games 3 and 4 of this series for sure. Obviously, you know, the separation between number 3 and number 9 really in the Western Conference was really merely 3 games. And so, you know, there's not a lot of separation here between some of these teams in the Western Conference, but obviously Houston's had a phenomenal year. We're going to have to show up like we did on Wednesday night. And I'm talking about our crowd, not just our players, but are talking about our crowd the way that we did Wednesday night, and maybe double that times 2 as far as the vocality and the craziness that they were into the game. And we're going to need everybody there on Saturday and Monday of next week.
Yeah, it should be fun on a Saturday night for game 3 at Target Center. Brad, get us up to date on where tickets stand. Are tickets available for games 3 and 4?
Yeah, you know, our team inventory, Steve, for game 3 is really whittling down. We sent out an advisory the other day, Friday before we left. Under 1,000 team inventory tickets for Saturday's game, but that doesn't mean you can't still find tickets because of our Flash Seats marketplace. You can go on to Timberwolves.com and really the team inventory stuff and the stuff that fans themselves are selling are available in one location. So if you go to Timberwolves.com and click on the Flash Seats marketplace, you're going to find a mixture of team inventory tickets and tickets that fans are selling as well. So, you know, I guess if there's a will, there's a way. You can probably find, you know, some stuff that fans are selling. It may not be the same price that the team is selling. But you can find tickets for Saturday's game there. And we have more team inventory tickets available for the game a week from Monday, a larger chunk of inventory tickets still available for game four on Monday. But, you know, we fully anticipate those will both be capacity crowds, and we're looking forward to seeing what our fans can bring for playoff atmosphere after this long wait.
Yeah, Wednesday night was just amazing, though, Brad. It's so much fun, and there's so many people that around the Timberwolves organization. I visited with Alan Horton earlier today as he prepared for Game 1 tonight in Houston, and we made note of that starting with Glenn Taylor, the owner, and his partners, and some of the longtime employees, people who have been around this team through thick and thin. You really think about those people and the long drought, and it's finally over. That's neat stuff.
Yeah, it is. I've only been with the team a little close to 6 years, but I'm born and raised in Minnesota, and I've never left. I've worked a few other places too, but I've always followed this team and always been a fan, and now been fortunate enough to be an employee for 5 or 6 years. And I got to say, as Wiggins made those couple free throws and Butler made those couple free throws in overtime, it was hard not to be just a little bit emotional about the fact that we were finally getting this monkey off our back. And, you know, as Coach Thibodeau has said, this is just, we're setting the base here. This is not something that we're going to be satisfied with on a year-to-year basis. But, boy, I mean, it was just nice to not have to, you know, hear that, you know, number climb by one more year that we hadn't made the playoffs. And you know, we're not done this year yet. We'll give it our best shot. But I assure you, in the years to come, we're not going to be just satisfied with getting in. And that's not going to be something that, we're going to take for granted either. Like I pointed out, there was only three games really separated, you know, having home court advantage in the first round of the playoffs and not being in at all. Shows you how razor thin the margin is here in the Western Conference. And if, you know, Jimmy Butler doesn't get hurt, I have a pretty good feeling that we're sitting in one of those top four spots. But we'll plow forward. We'll give this series our best shot and see what happens.
Yeah, and Brad, we talked a number of times throughout the course of a long 82-game season about where the Wolves had been, and bringing in Jimmy Butler and Taj Gibson and Jeff Teague and making the changes, and Jamal Crawford and the young guys improving and continuing to get better, and Karl Anthony Towns had another monster year, an NBA All-Star. But to make the jump the Wolves did to 47 victories from where they were a year ago, that's not easy to do, no matter how many changes you make.
No, it that doesn't happen. I'm glad you pointed that out. It's a 16-game improvement. We won 31 games last year, and we jumped to 47. That's really, really tough to do in the NBA. I mean, it's hard, especially if we've got a lot of baseball fans listening to us. I mean, we get, you know, an 82-game NBA season, if you equate it, that's about half of a Major League Baseball season. That's like jumping from 62 wins in baseball up to 94. I mean, that's essentially what we did in going from last season to this season. If you double the amount of wins, because that's what a baseball, 162 games in a baseball season. And so we went from 62 wins in a baseball season to 94 and still almost didn't make the playoffs. Can you imagine the Twins winning 94 games and not making the playoffs?
Yeah.
And that's about what we did this year. So, it was a good season from that standpoint, but like I said, I assure you, this isn't something 47 wins that we're going to be satisfied with next year. I think that we're going to look to tinker some things and try to keep everybody healthy, and another year under Andrew Wiggins and Karl Anthony Towns belt is just going to make them even better next year.
Yeah, for sure. And an opportunity, I would assume, in the off season to add players, and hopefully the off season doesn't come for a while. All right, Brad, once again, a friendly reminder for fans and tickets. Game 3 is going to be electric Saturday night. Game 4 is going to be a lot of fun as well. What's the best way to go for people to find out info on tickets?
Go to Timberwolves.com and click on our Flash Seats Marketplace area. If you are coming to the games, please get to the games as early as possible. We want to make sure we get you in the building and get you in your seats. The game on Saturday starts at 6:30. We're going to be announcing early this week some plans that we're going to have inside of the arena, some entertainment and things of that sort to get you in the building a little earlier, to give you a reason to get in the building a little earlier. And I hope everybody shows up and is in their seats and loud, you know, starting right at 6:30 p.m. or a little earlier on Saturday night.
All right, very good, Brad. Always good to visit with you, and thanks for the help all season long. And hopefully we can keep Timberwolves Week in Review rolling for a while.
Sounds good, Steve. Let's do that.
All right. There he is, Brad Ryder, VP of Communications with the Timberwolves. Game one coming up from Toyota Center in Houston. John Folke in our network pregame show at 7. A lot of good stuff lined up there. Alan Horton with all the play-by-play at 8. And remember, a Howlin' Show, your reaction to game one with Eric Nelson follows the network postgame show here on CCO. So wall-to-wall coverage of the Wolves tonight here on CCO. We'll have a quick break. We'll update the weather from the Lennox Premier Dealers Storm Center. As that storm lingers, it's starting to move on out of here. That is the good news. By tomorrow, it'll be hopefully a distant memory. Tough weekend in the weather department. We'll have more on that. And then Sid Hartman had a chance to visit with Tom Thibodeau. We'll have that at First Aired on the Sports Huddle this morning. We'll hear a part of that. And we had a chance to visit with Kevin Lynch, Timberwolves analyst for Fox Sports North, about this series and Houston and some of the concerns he has about the number one seed Houston Rockets making it all the way to the NBA Finals. We'll get into that on Timberwolves Week in Review. It is Timberwolves Week in Review, Playoff Edition. How good does that sound? Wolves and Rockets game one of their series tonight. And here's a quick lay of the land looking ahead. Game one tonight. Our pregame show with John Folke begins at 7. Tip-off at 8 o'clock from Toyota Center. Game two on Wednesday. A little bit later start. And you'll hear that one at 102.9 Buzz and FM. That's up the dial. It's our sister station. And we'll be joining in progress here on CCO because we have the Twins and Cleveland from San Juan, Puerto Rico on Wednesday. Game three Wednesday at Target Center. And game four scheduled for next Monday, the 23rd, at Target Center. So game one coming up. Wolves and Rockets on a Sunday evening. Quick look at some of the other scores in the NBA playoffs. All game ones today, second day of opening weekend of the NBA playoffs. An early one in overtime. The Celtics beat the Bucks 113-107 once again in overtime in Boston. Al Horford, 24 points, 12 rebounds, 3 blocks in that one. Indiana wins in Cleveland 98-80. Pacers rolled in this one. LeBron's first loss in the first round since 2012. Indiana up 1-0. Meanwhile, a dandy underway. Oklahoma City and Utah in Oklahoma City. And they're at the half with the Thunder leading it 54-48. And, of course, the nightcap, the Wolves and the Rockets from Houston. If you're wondering, this is the second time these teams have met in the playoffs. The other meeting came in Minnesota's first trip in 97 when the Wolves were swept in 3 games. Remember, that was a first-round best of 5. That Houston team was led by Hakeem Olajuwon, Clyde Drexler, and Charles Barkley. The Wolves, way back in the day, featured Kevin Garnett, Stephon Marbury, and Tom Gugliotta. How about that? All right, this morning, the legend Sid Hartman had a chance to visit with Tom Thibodeau. You heard it first on the Sports Huddle with Sid, Dave, and Mike. You're going to hear a part of it right now.
How would you describe this season, what it seems right now, the way it finished with the playoffs?
Well, you know, I'm proud of these guys because it was a lot of hard work. And obviously when we got off to a very good start, I think we were 7-3 to start the season. And for most of the season, you know, we were a top four team. And then Jimmy having his injury hurt us with him going down. But the guys really stepped up, and the schedule was very tough during that period of time. But they fought like crazy to get us in. And I thought we continued to get better throughout the course of the season. I thought our veterans added a lot to the team, particularly Jimmy Butler and Taj and Jeff Teague and Jamal, and I thought that really helped speed up the process with Carl and Andrew and Tyus. But we had, you know, a lot of guys really play well and play tough, and that's what you need. And now this, you know, And getting into the playoffs is just the beginning. You know, we have to be ready, and we have to continue to grow.
What does it mean to get in the playoffs?
Well, I think it means a lot. It means that, you know, we've had a winning season, and I know that's important to Glenn. And so I'm happy for him. I know how badly he wants to win. So I think for the city, for the organization, and we certainly appreciate the support that we've gotten this year. And the crowd tonight was amazing. But just the fan support, phenomenal, and our players certainly appreciate it. The organization does as well. But we're proud of the team, and we got to continue to improve and look forward to this next challenge.
You had a bunch of new guys on the team. You think it took them a while to play together?
Well, that's the challenge for every season. I think every season you're faced with new and different challenges, and then it's how quickly can you all get onto the same page. And that was one of the best things about Jimmy. Jimmy's the type of guy, you know, we were very fortunate to get him, a top 10 player, you know, going into his prime, and he plays both ways. He plays hard, you know, defensively, plays with a lot of toughness, and he plays very unselfishly offensively. And so I think when you add that type of guy to the mix, it adds a lot to your team. And I knew that was badly needed after last year. So obviously very pleased with all that he brought to our organization, he and Tosh.
Were you disappointed in some of the games you lost to poor teams?
Well, not really. You know, because when you look at it, and it's easy to say, but to look at we had a 47-win season in a conference that's very, very difficult. So I hear those whispers, and I think that what you have to look at is look at it in totality. And so also look at, you know, like if you look at every team in this league, you're not going to win every game. And particularly when, you know, you're on the road and you're traveling 5-7 and you got guys out, you got to find ways to win. But every team in this league has losses to sub-500 teams. So my thing is I want us to improve, to continue to get better. And I thought these guys did a great job this year, and we're not done yet.
Making the playoffs, does that make you a better team for next year?
Winning is very important, and that's what we wanted to establish. And I think it was one of the things that was very appealing to me in coming here was the fact that, you know, it had been down for so long, and could you build something from the ground up? And, you know, I think we've put the foundation in place. There's still a lot of work to be done. When there is disappointment, if you lose a game, I don't want it to be the disappointment of the loss as much as I want it to be about learning and getting better. And I think our young guys are getting better. I think they're learning how to be tough.
You got to play one of the better teams in the playoff. How tough will that be?
Well, they've had a great season, and their record tells you how good they are. And when you dig into their numbers, they're phenomenal. You know, there's nothing that they don't do well. They're strong on both sides of the ball. They can break you down off the dribble. They can post you up. They can shoot threes. They get to the free throw line. They put pressure on the rim. So we're going to have to be ready and be at our best right from the beginning.
There he is, Tom Thibodeau, earlier today with the legend Sid Hartman on the Sports Huddle with Sid, Dave, and Maxie here on CCO. And, of course, podcast all the great material from the program at WCCORadio.com. 14 minutes now in front of 7 o'clock. Snow continues. Light snow is still breezy. North winds at 17. We're at 26. And the Lennox Premier Dealer Storm Center has been busy all weekend long. Once again, we have that winter weather advisory in effect until 10 o'clock tonight. Snow will taper off. We could see another inch in spots here in the greater Twin Cities area. It'll stay breezy out of the north at 10 to 15 gusts to 30 miles an hour. Things at the airport getting back on track. Still numerous delays and cancellations. And Patrick Hogan told us at MSP that things could be troublesome at the airport Monday, Tuesday, and even into midweek before things return fully to normal. Check ahead on your flight. inbound or outbound, certainly tonight. And then for Monday morning, his advice was to get there early. Careful on the roadways. Crews from MnDOT all the way down to the local crews are still working. And, of course, there is a snow emergency in Minneapolis and St. Paul, and there could be a snow emergency in your neighborhood as well. You'll certainly want to keep an eye on that. And you don't want a ticket in tow on top of it as well. 6:48, 12 minutes now in front of 6. Our pregame show, Timberwolves and Rockets, game 1 coming up at 7. Tip at 8 here in the home of the Wolves. News Radio 830 WCCO. 7 minutes now in front of 6 o'clock, or 7 minutes in front of 7, and our pregame show begins at 7. Game 1, Houston hosting Minnesota NBA playoffs. This is an extended Timberwolves week in review. Don't forget, our Wolves coverage doesn't stop following the game. We got a Howland show. Eric Nelson will be in taking your calls and texts on game 1 tonight. Check of that radar picture. The storm starting to wind down and starting to pull out of here. Light snow continues. We have a winter weather advisory in effect until 10 o'clock tonight. We'll check that weather one more time before John Foki in our pregame show at 7. Alan Horton with all the play-by-play of game 1 at 8 here on CCO. I had a chance to visit with Eric Nelson, with Kevin Lynch, Fox Sports North Timberwolves analyst, about the Wolves and a big game 1 with Houston tonight.
Yeah, you know, and you got to give credit to that guy because, hey, there are some star players or top players in the NBA that, you know, would get an injury like they did with what's at stake these days for these top guys as far as how much dough you could be kind of messing around with by prematurely coming back from a knee injury, and they wouldn't play. They'd just say, well, that's it for the season, and I'll get ready in the summertime for next year and all that kind of stuff. So just another reason to kind of like this guy, that he's, you know, he gets out there and he wants to be there for his team, and he might not have been exactly 100% when he came back, even though he looks like it now. There were some concerns, but that's kind of who he is, it seems like. He's out there, he wants to battle, and he enjoys the battle, and he's going to fight through not being 100% to be there for his team and teammates, and that's why we all think he's such a great player.
And certainly, Kevin, motivation, never an issue with a guy like Jimmy Butler. But I'm going to go out and say that he'll have a boulder on his shoulder in this series, because this guy grew up in Tomball, Texas, and that's northwest of downtown Houston. It's in the metro area. He's not going back home to get embarrassed, to have his booty kicked. He's going to be ready to play, and I'm sure he's going to try to elevate his teammates.
Yeah, and you know, in a matchup like this, you'd like to have, you know, 3 or 4 Jimmy Butlers on your team, because then you could put one on Chris Paul and Harden and Trevor, you know, Eric Gordon, all these, you know, shooters. But yeah, I mean, you know, it's playoff. You know, that's the thing is, you know, a lot of these guys talk about it. These guys like Taj Gibson or Jeff Teague, who's been in a lot of playoff games and series. It's special. You know, you get to this point and you could go through a 10-year NBA career, and just by the sheer fact that you get drafted by some particular team and just the way things work out, you know, you don't get to enjoy NBA playoff basketball a whole lot. You might just happen to be on a team, and through the rules, you can't move around so quickly as a young player, and you might go through a bunch of years without ever getting a taste of this. So, yeah, you know, Butler is, you know, this is why, you know, they got Butler and Taj Gibson and Teague and Jamal Crawford for situations like this where they can have some success in playoff basketball. And yeah, they got a tall order. Houston's really good and everything, but it's going to be a fun battle. I mean, let's face it, if Butler doesn't get hurt, they're definitely not an eighth seed, and they're not playing Houston in the first round. So, and I get the fact that the Rockets have kind of dominated the 4 games this year where they played, but you know, if the Wolves can do some things right, they can make this interesting. So that's what I'm kind of hoping for.
All right, there he is, Kevin Lynch. We had a few minutes with him on Saturday to preview this series and talking about Jimmy Butler and coming back in the nick of time to help save the Wolves season and help him big time Monday in that victory over Memphis, and then that winner take all or lose and go home game with Denver on Wednesday night. And Jimmy Butler was huge. Quick update on the NBA scoreboard earlier today. Game 1's Celtics over the Bucks in OT, 113-107. Indiana blows out Cleveland 98-80 in Game 1 there. LeBron's first loss in a first-round game since 2012. And a good one brewing in Oklahoma City. The Thunder lead the Jazz 67-60 in Game 1 there. They're under 6 to go in quarter number 3 with the Wolves and the Rockets. Coming up, once again, our pregame show with John Folkey, minutes away at 7 o'clock, and then Alan Horton with all the play-by-play, and then following the game tonight, a Howland show, Eric Nelson with your calls and reaction to Game 1 tonight. There is winter weather advisory in effect until 10 tonight for the Twin Cities. Snow winds down. It'll stay breezy. Lows in the lower 20s, north winds at 10 to 15, gusts to 30 miles an hour, and then on Monday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.